by the pole sitter of tomorrow's Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix, Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 Ford for Team Penske. If you have a question for Ryan, please raise your hand and we'll get you a mic. We'll go first to Holly Kane right here on the left.
Hi, Ryan. If you could talk a little bit, obviously you had a busy day, shall we say, between practice and then them getting the car ready for qualifying and just, you know, how proud that must make you to turn that lap in qualifying after the practice incident.
Yeah. This is a nice media center. I've never been in here. Talk about a, you know, an up and down day for sure. From, you know, putting it in the barriers, my third lap, and not knowing if the car was, you know, killed, if we had to go to a backup, what's it going to take to fix it? Because it ripped my left side mirror off right when I hit the barriers. And so I couldn't see left side of the car when I was coming back to the pits. So I didn't really know how bad the damage was. But I knew my wheel was straight. I knew I had flat spots. But I got out of the car and looked at it, and it it's scuffed up, but it's nothing too bad. So they went through everything thoroughly and looked at stuff, and nothing was bent. So we got really lucky, honestly, right there from a mistake of mine. And really lucky I hit the plastic blocks or whatever they are. But we should put those everywhere. But, and then to go out and have speed to go, you know, put on the pole. I didn't know if we were going to be able to qualify right when I wrecked and be able to come back and have a fast enough car to, make it to the second round and then get a good lap in the final round and barely beat Daniel there. So that was really fun. But yeah, up and down day, just nice. It ended on a high note.
We'll go to Rob in the front right here.
Rob Sionson from thepodiumfinish.net. Ryan, congratulations on your pole.
Thank you.
You've become a road course warrior all of a sudden here with the next gen car, but what is it like to race at a new marketplace like Austin in prime conditions like today and tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun today, all things considered. Getting laps here, you know, last year we didn't really get many laps in the dry here. We qualified here, and so you got two or three laps maybe in the dry, and this place is a lot of fun. I mean, it's a really, really fast road course, a lot of elevation changes, and, you know, last year when we were racing in the rain, you don't notice the amount of elevation changes or how unique the track is because you're worried about the rain and staying on the racetrack, so it's been cool to kind of digest everything here with it, and like you said, prime conditions. And then get to learn the next gen car or the current gen car here. We tested it at the Roval in the off season, but it was a different rules package. It was a higher downforce package, and the Roval is kind of its own thing. So didn't have a lot of time today to kind of get up to speed, but it was unique to feel these new cars. I feel like we can hustle them pretty good. The braking zones are big, and you can kind of abuse the curbs to an extent. It was good to get, you know, a good bit of practice today, and I think these things will put on a good race tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
We'll go to Daniel on the right over here.
Dylan Fedden, FrenchRace.com. Ryan, the accident in practice aside, how surprised are you about getting a pole on a road course like this, and how do you feel about yourself as a road course driver now, even given your Roval win in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really say I'm a great road course racer by any means. I feel like I enjoy road courses a lot. Besides take the Roval one away, which was its own deal, but I've never been in great contention to win one. You know, I've run top 10 a lot, top 5 a little bit, but never had like the outright speed to go, you know, kind of lead laps all day and win. So I wouldn't say I'm an average road course racer. So honestly, what made me happy about the pole was, you know, we were fifth in our group, barely made the round of 10, and then picked up half a second, I think, from my first round in the last round. So I was just proud of that. We picked up that speed, but it was still a good ways off of what some of those guys ran in their kind of initial runs. So I didn't know how it was going to stack up. So I just enjoyed that. Hey, we picked up here. That's nice. I didn't think we were going to sit on the pole. I thought we lacked a little bit of speed. And I thought Daniel was going to get it from us there at the end, but just good we were able to pick up speed. That's really the only thing I look at, is just getting your car better every time you go out, and we were able to do that. And it was today good enough for the pole. Just hope it hangs on tomorrow.
We'll go to Bob and then Alan Cavan in the back.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. How different is the track without the rumble strip or without the turtles or curbs that you thought were going to be in the S's versus the way it is now? And just how much, I guess, how different do you have to drive that area now that you have that extra area to work with?
Yeah, it's completely different, for sure. I mean, you're putting almost your whole car, as much as you are allowed, to the inside of the curbs because there's nothing there anymore. So, when we got told that's what it was, and when we saw the rumble strips weren't there, or the turtles weren't there, we got kind of clarification on the rules, how they're going to judge that. And it is a judgment call, I guess, is what it's going to be, it was kind of self-policing before with that curb there, but now it's up to someone's eyeballs if you're too far, off the racetrack. So it is you can straighten the thing out. You can straighten the S's out a ton. I mean, it makes it easier for us, honestly, because you're not having to wrap around those big turtles. But yeah, it is a good bit different. You're hustling through there more than what you could last year, even in the dry. So racing it, it's going to be tough, honestly, racing if you're right behind somebody, cause you can't see, if you're tucked up behind someone's bumper, you can't see kind of very well. So hopefully they don't kind of get anybody for barely going in there because they're tucked up behind a car and can't see and they penalize you. But that's just one of the things, I guess, you do your best to follow the rules, like you were told, and hopefully they don't get you for something. If someone forces you, hopefully it's they understand that, right? If someone turns in on you there and you have to kind of – and you're like a foot, right? If you go into one of the S's side by side and you just say, F it and bail, and you're five car widths, below there, then they're going to probably get you. But if you're – a foot or so, maybe, and someone kind of forces you down there, I think they'd understand that's just racing.
We'll wrap up with Alan in the back here.
Ryan, we saw a huge penalty this week for the Roush cars, and I was just wondering, as a driver, it can affect you and your whole season. Does that make you ask ever any more questions, what you want to know, what you want to ask the team about the cars? Does that put you on notice?
Yeah, it's a big penalty. As far as my position goes, we talk about, what we think they did, what we think they were doing. Me and Jonathan Hasser talked about it, and we kind of understand that, the penalties are pretty severe. And NASCAR made that clear to us in the off season that, these penalties, if you're caught, doing a certain thing, they're going to be pretty severe. And I think that's the way they need to be. If you're doing something funky and wrong, how is anyone going to learn if you don't, put kind of the smack down on them, and there's nothing against those guys at all, but I think that's the way you should do it. But as far as me, I know that's really none of my business. As far as what the team does on that side of it, they know better than me of what's fair and not fair. So, I hate it for Brad and all them. But it's pretty severe penalty. Hopefully we stay clear of that.
All right, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.